we were saying, look at this, it's on again. And they had a couple of them. Like they had a couple teachers come on, a school principal. Your kids are not safe unless they're vaxxed. Really? Because all the statistics say that they are. So I don't know where these folks were getting there. And their data they were citing, the Fauci-esque data, it's like, it's so flawed. It's making wild statements. None of them are backed up or supported or proven. That's okay. Who's going to challenge them? The fact checkers are going to challenge them? No, you know what the fucking fact checkers are doing? They're backing them. They're backing them. This insanity and plethora and campaign of paid lies. And I'm reminded of that when I read this headline. Most New York City restaurants are not enforcing vaccine mandates. That's not the rub here. The second paragraph is the rub. Most restaurants in New York City are not enforcing the city's vaccine mandate. An Inside Edition investigation found. The CBS investigative program sent undercover agents to 15 restaurants in Manhattan. Investigative program sent undercover agents to 15. What compelling fucking journal. Oh my God. Incredible. Compelling journalism. We have bureaucrats. We have officials. You have the former governor of New York killed 30,000 people. CBS investigative Inside Edition. Maybe send 15 fucking investigators to look into that. To look into the American version of Pol Pot. No, instead, you're sending undercover agents to restaurants to hassle people, to rat them out. Man, that's some fucking incredible journalism. You should be so proud of yourselves, you fucking puppets. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. In addition to getting paid, and don't kid yourself, CBS is making a lot of money from these advertisements I saw this weekend. So this all plays in. Of course they're going to go out and be the wing monkeys for the state. Just like we talked about in Melbourne, that footage in Melbourne, Australia. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You want to be a fucking agent of the state? You get fucking steamrolled. Be prepared for that. CBS investigative pro. Investigate. What are you investigating? Someone goes to order a fucking hamburger and they didn't present their papers? Inside Edition, CBS investigative program would have form tackled Rosa Parks in the front of the bus. We got her! We got her! There's an African-American woman in the front of the bus! Swarm! No? You think that's radical? What the fuck are they doing right now? Where are your papers? Where are your papers? You ordered a hamburger without your papers. Yeah, that's investigative journalism. You guys are a disgrace to journalism. You're a disgrace to human beings. You're a disgrace to humanity. They sent 15 undercover agents. Oh my God, they're undercover. Guys are real. It's real dangerous doing undercover restaurant work. We wanted to see if staff were asking patrons for proof of vaccination as required by new health regulations. Yeah, because we want to be good puppets of the state because we got all that ad money fucking rolling in because no one else is buying ads. And every other time we run an ad, it's to make sure people get their Excelsior pass in New York. Your COVID passport. Get out there. Get back. Get back to the new normal. No, actually, they say, get back to the old normal. Get your vaccine. Oh, like, that's going to... How many times have we heard that? No one's going back to the old normal. Regardless how many fucking... You could be a goddamn pincushion by the time Fauci and his wing monkeys are done with you. You're still not going back to the old normal. But the billboards... Forget about it, the billboards on the turnpike. The billboards all over North Jersey. Turnpike. Route 1, Route 130, you name it. All the way from Bordentown to 195 out towards Trenton, all the way up to New Brunswick and beyond. Billboards, get back to the old normal. Get your jab. Thank God these brave, 15 brave investigative reporters from CBS are out there shaking down people who are ordering hamburgers and tater tots. And if you want to investigate something, you're in the biggest media market in the country that I used to work in. How many Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan? Does anybody know? Anybody know? What about you 15 investigative reporters for CBS? Now, just like Toto says, hold the line. We need to hold the line, and we need to hold these assholes' feet to the fucking fire. Turn CBS the fuck off. Only 4 out of 15 restaurants Inside Edition visited asked for proof of vaccination and a matching ID. Oh my God. Most of the restaurant staff seated patrons with no questions asked. One burger joint had signs up saying, "Show us your vax," but staff did not enforce the order. Staff did not enforce the order. I went to a diner this morning, Sunday morning, with the crew I was with. We had to wait a half an hour for coffee and food in North Jersey. You think these fucking people running restaurants have time to babysit people? They're trying to make money. They're short-staffed. I said to the owner, I talked to the owner before we left, chatted him up. I chat everybody up. I'm insane. Every time I'm with people, like, will you stop talking to people? I talk to people. That's what I've done my whole career. What are you talking about? I want to talk to this guy. They say, man, we are bleeding, man. We can't find anybody to work for us. And we're sharing employees with other businesses. And then some of the employees are really good. And then the businesses end up like in a tug of war over the good employees that are hustling, right? This is the real world, CBS. It's nice that you can pay 15 fucking gutter snipes to go out and shake down restaurateurs, but I hate to break the news to you. These folks don't have enough staff to check people's cards. They don't even have enough staff to get to somebody within a half an hour of being seated. And that's just coffee. That's not even getting your order taken. You better have an hour and a half for a meal, 2 hours sometimes. Now, most of the people I witnessed were very patient. There was one table of unruly older folks. Where's my coffee? Where's my coffee? I said, guys, I'll show her some coffee. She wants to see some coffee. I yelled out, make sure she gets decaf. Make sure she gets decaf over there. She's out of control. Of course, the folks I was with, so will you calm down? You're out of control. I said, you're goddamn right I'm out of control. I've been waiting here half an hour. I have no coffee. She's bitching about, where's my second, third cup? Listen, Cora. This isn't a bounty commercial, Cora. Pipe down. You'll get decaf or nothing at all. She got the message. She shut the hell up. These people are out. A big investigation. I mean, you can't even fucking make it up. Let's go to the minute. There we go. We have to fast forward in the song because it takes so long to warm up. 2 minutes. I don't have. Some New York restaurants are openly rebelling against the mandate. When Mayor Bill de Blasio announced it, they're not openly rebelling against it. They don't have the personnel to check cards and stuff. They're trying to make money. These fucking reporters and these journalists, they have no idea how a business works. Because they don't even have to make money. Because they run a welfare shop. More often than not, they're not successful in making money. Oh, but they get a handout from the state. and the feds in the form of paid propaganda to use against you. Get your shots. The kids are going to die. They don't know anything about running a business. They can't even run their own fucking media business without having a tin cup out all the time. It's fucking embarrassing. Whether you're vaccinated or not, you're welcome, an Italian pastry shop manager said. I just don't think that we're going to be the vaccination police. Oh, man, did she know that she was talking to an undercover investigator? Is that what they call it? Is that all you have to do to be an investigator? Is order a fucking bear claw now? I'm an investigator. Pastry division. Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. Talk about money for nothing.
CBS's investigative team. We won an Emmy for going door to door.
And great. Fucking assholes. I used to run into these guys in the city, like when we covered stuff, like when I was covering the One, I was covering the New York City subway bombing. This guy bombed the fucking subway. Edward O'Leary, I think his name was. He was a nut. And I was over there covering it. Digging up information on O'Leary. Of course, we kicked New York media's ass all over the place. O'Leary happened to be from Jersey. And in the town right next to my town I lived in. And dug up all kind of information on him. Lickety split. And put the New York media to shame. But at a press conference over there, these reporters get like... they think they're superstars. And I told on numerous occasions, but especially the subway bombing, everybody was particularly amped up, you can imagine. And I told the one guy, you're going to get punched in the fucking throat, chief. Don't jump bad with me. This guy, I thought he was going to wet his pants. He probably would have if he wasn't wearing a diaper. Now, these guys think they're stars. They're fucking... the last thing these guys fought was a flu. I don't play when I'm on the street, man. Fuck out of my way. Stay out of my fucking way. Because these guys aren't real reporters. They're just kind of... they just kind of float around at different things. And disgrace. Proven again. Total disgrace. You think that's bad? You should seem to... I'll just shut up now. I'm going to get myself in big trouble. I'm more fun to drink with, let's put it that way.
But I have to be careful because I could be talking to an undercover CBS investigative restaurant journalist.
All the problems in New York City, and these guys are running around doing fucking Yelp reviews. Headline, DeSantis team says more than half seeking the COVID treatment are fully vaccinated. You've been reading about this. More than half of the individuals seeking life-saving monoclonal antibody treatment are fully vaccinated individuals. The news that comes as a big surprise as the Department of Health and Human Services and the Biden administration cut the supply of the treatment to southern states. Yeah, you cut the supply. Again, the government created a problem. Fully vaccinated individuals are looking for this stuff. You sold this to them as a magic bullet, as a cure-all. You stood in the town square like a common carpetbagger and sold this elixir to them and now they're sick and they need help, and you sell them down the drain over politics. Yeah, that's your government right there. Where's the
15 undercover investigators?
Florida is above average in vaccination rate. More than half of the patients in South Florida getting monoclonal antibody treatment are vaccinated and have breakthrough infections.
Oh, but I thought breakthrough infections were rare.
Yeah. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, denying treatment to COVID patients is wrong, DeSantis' office said. No. It's not wrong. Where's the clip?
You fucked up. You trusted us.
That's it. You fucked up. You trusted us. So they're ratting out the situation down in Florida since they've gotten, again, no free ride for them, so to speak. They've gotten shafted. Biden and the feds, Health and Human Services, are withholding antibody treatments. And they're saying, well, hey, half the people is a market you fucking created with your bullshit. So if you don't want to give them what amounts in many cases to a life-saving treatment, and you're not down with equitable distribution, well, be known that you're the reason that at least half of these people have the fucking problem to begin with. More than half. And that will continue to jump up. Isn't it great, the government, they create massive problems, then they swoop in and pretend they're going to solve the problems. Did they ever do that? You let me know. Give me some examples. Oh, Jesus. Headline. Speaking of free rides, Washington is hiring for isolation and quarantine strike team. State of Washington Health Department is advertising open positions for members of a new unit called the Isolation and Quarantine Strike Team. The new position pays $3,000 to $4,000 a month plus. The INQ Strike Team member program specialists are responsible for participating in program planning and evaluation of health service delivery products and identifying needs for personnel, supplies, and activities to support community and state response activities. These positions will staff the state isolation and quarantine facility and provide for the needs of travelers that stay at the facility. Oh, travelers. Yeah, it's like a hotel now, right? This is the fucking Hyatt Regency. Travelers. You mean people who are stuffed into a quarantine facility, I think would be a better description. INQ strike team members are responsible for training contractors, running the facility. Oh, I mean,
we need bellhops for our quarantine hospital and hotel. And providing guest support as needed. Hello, room service. Can I get some fucking ivermectin up here? Or hydroxychloroquine, please. Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? When we are successful, these efforts will directly support the mission of the Department of Health, which is to protect and improve the health of people in Washington by stuffing them in a quarantine facility, apparently. Gimme Shelter, a well-timed song. No word if the travelers and guests maintain the ability to come and go as they please. Of course, this would be much like the Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. Hotel Washington. The state isolation and quarantine hellhole facility is located in Centralia, Washington, and could be expanded to other locations. So initially hire new employees to staff its strike team. The duties include maintain the readiness of the isolation and quarantine strike team facilities and equipment, gas up the white van, and prepare the duct tape.
provide direct services to the public at the I&Q facility, to include check-in, providing technical assistance, zip-tying people to bed rails. What is this place? That's what I want to know. Distributing food and resources. Ensuring that guests receive excellent customer service. They change their dry cleaning bag over their head once a day, please. And move them around in the bed. And move their bed straps around so they don't get sores. Assisting nurses on performing rounds. Maintain facility cleanliness. And processing guest laundry. Oh, that's a great place to do your laundry. No extra charge. This is big. This is better than the Ritz-Carlton. Providing guest transport to the facility. Yeah, courtesy of a white van and a burlap sack. Some zip ties. Prepping fresh chloroform to knock our guests out to prepare for transportation. Prepping the I&Q facility to receive guests, ensuring rooms are stocked and have been properly cleaned. What? Why is a strike team needed to do that? Why don't you just hire folks to take care of that? We need a strike team. Because house cleaning doesn't go kidnap people in the middle of the night, from last time I checked. So much for being a benevolent public health worker. Someone has to charge the cattle prods so we can guess. This isn't Fantasy Island. It's not about keeping your guests, welcoming your guests like Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. They're going to give you a tattoo when you get there, though. Are we just being paranoid, or is this the George Orwell Hotel? Maybe the term isolation and quarantine facility, and then trying to pitch it as a theme hotel. Maybe that's kind of a giveaway. And the fact that you have an idiot, Governor Jay the Dope Inslee, touting its creation. Well, we know that he wants to duct tape you and everything else, stuff you in isolation. So he can keep an eye on you. We'll see what happens. Hey, it's only 40 beds. They have a shuttle, too. It's one way. What the fuck is this? Like, where's the Justice Department? A quarantine and isolation facility. I would think the Justice Department, well, they used to have a Civil Rights Division. I would think that being quarantined and isolated and kept in a... Where's this going to be? Where are they going to do it eventually when it all goes sour? Are they going to have a barge like Rikers Island? If you're going to put somebody in prison or run it as a Department of Corrections, maybe that's a violation of my civil rights, I would think. But there's been a lot of changes in the law. Out in the West, Jesus Christ. If you're traveling and doing business in Washington, don't travel and do business in Washington. You might not come back. Jesus, God Almighty. Congratulations on your business trip to Washington State. You're now on work release. Except there won't be any release and there'll be a lot of work. Try to escape from your quarantine facility. Doesn't say anything here about if it was a legitimate quarantine center. That doesn't say anything here about keeping people safe. If it's a collection of quote-unquote infected people, where are the safety standards? Everything here talks about making sure that you keep those people there. Doesn't say anything about making them healthier or helping them improve. Of course, that's not what this is about. This is all about control. Nothing to see here, folks. Just the state took over a private hotel to create an isolation and quarantine facility. Won't be any... There won't be any... I can't say that. Let me come up with something different. There won't be any mints on the pillow. It won't matter anyhow when your mouth's duct tape. But we need a strike team, because every hotel needs a strike team. They need a strike team and 24/7 security at the quote-unquote hotel. Yeah, make sure you don't get out. And then they're going to pitch it to you that you're crazy and you're paranoid and you're a conspiracy theorist because they're hiring a strike team. And can't you just see that this is a common housekeeping team to make sure that guests are happy? Especially the ones that are so doped up they don't know where they are. No, this doesn't have to do with Joe Biden. It could, though. Biden might think that he's in a quarantine and isolation facility wherever he goes. He's mentally isolated from reality. Well, we talked about this from day fucking one. We talked about this. And I told you, don't listen to a word these liars say in the Pentagon and the Defense Department and Biden.
We struck an ISIS-K target.
You couldn't strike a Special K target eating breakfast, dummy. When they came out and they said, oh yeah, man, we took down some terrorist targets, some ISIS targets who had planning and strategic wherewithal behind the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that killed 13 American servicemen and women and additionally about 200 other people. Of course, the U.S. media always seems to forget that 200 part. Sounds so much better, 13, doesn't it? Instead of 200. Have you ever seen a collection of 200 people, perhaps at your school functions, etc.? Imagine wiping them out. These guys sleep like a baby. Biden, Lloyd Austin, Millie, after he eats another one or two sheet cakes, sleep like babies. They got no problem wiping out 200 people. That's not even an issue. We told you from the get-go, don't listen to these liars unless they can prove who they killed, etc. Don't give them the benefit of the doubt. They don't deserve it. Well, here we are again. Pentagon confirms the children killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan. And the driver and their father had nothing to do with ISIS or terrorism. And what would seem like a shocking admission, the newspaper says here, shocking admission. It's not shocking if you listen to this show. We told you these guys are fucking serial liars. If you and I had $10 for every kid that the U.S. military has wiped out with a drone strike, we'd be able to retire, believe me. You just don't hear about it. Many people are out there too busy shaking their red, white, and blue pom-poms as kids and women get fucking smoked by U.S. drones. Pentagon was forced to confirm that a drone strike in Afghanistan claimed to target. You know, the Daily Wire, they love fucking playing grab ass. It's such a wimp ass organization. I don't even know why we read their shit. It's just because it is shit. It wasn't meant to target members of ISIS-K. Based on what information? Who were these members of ISIS-K? I mean, let's just break this down. How can you say it was meant to target members of ISIS-K? That's fucking giving the administration a free pass. There was no proof it was meant to target anybody but the people that it targeted. It's a deadly attack on fucking civilians. It killed 10 civilians. An entire family. That's who it was meant for. Not members of ISIS-K. Where's the proof that... Who were the members of ISIS-K? I read the intelligence. I looked at the intelligence. The intelligence was bad. It wasn't meant to target members of ISIS-K. Call it what it is, Daily Wire. Let me help him rewrite it. The Pentagon confirmed that a drone strike in Afghanistan that killed a family of innocent civilians, including 10 and a number of children, was a tragic mistake, in quotes. That sounds a little better. I mean, I could polish it up, but I'm on the fly. Let's not forget, the Pentagon sold this as the bullshit that there was from minute one, trying to pretend that the U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan on August 29th was necessary to prevent an attack on American troops. No. They knew it was a tragic fucking disaster that killed 10 civilians, including 7 children, an entire family. Why didn't they just come out and say it? No, they sold it that they killed key members of ISIS-K who were a direct threat to U.S. forces. The guy they killed was carrying fucking water.